Pleasure and a privilege to say hi to Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. Most of the time we talk on the phone, but you know, we get some fair amount of time in face-to-face, and I'm glad we are right now. But, of course, I was face-to-face with you just from your billboard that you have along the expressway. Everybody was as you I can't tell if you were coming down from heaven or going on your way up to heaven. There's some very strong political meanings here to that.
Either way, I'll take it either way. Although my brother, I mean, he tends to try to tell everybody that the head is actual size.
Brothers are like that, aren't they? The head is to scale. So. Mobilize Macomb, an initiative of the Department of Planning and Economic Development. There's been a lot of fun talking about this, and you've been doing this now for a while, Make Macomb Your Home, and we kind of look forward to see what you're going to be doing on the billboard each time. But what is this all about, the Department of Planning and Economic Development's new initiative?
It's kind of a dual purpose. One is to let people know what we're doing in Macomb County to try to get people moving around the county, whether it's by bike, by automobile, you know, the transit issue that's taking place. But more importantly, and I think more interesting for an economic perspective, we built something or created something called ComTech Communications Technology Center that we told everybody about. But unbeknownst to us, we put that together basically to bring together Department of Roads, Emergency Management, and Police and Fire Dispatching with this technology platform and created a facility that is beyond anybody's expectations in North America, and it's incredible. But the infrastructure we put in place, over 300 cameras and you know, these lights and signals that communicate directly to this Communications Technology Center, is an infrastructure that we set up for those that are interested in testing and you know, the engineers that are out there trying to figure out whether it's automotive and or those that are in defense. You know, how do we deal with these connected vehicles, and where is a place that we can test this? Well, we have the infrastructure in place right here in Southeast Michigan in Macomb County, and we have a hub, a technology center, where all that information and data is being brought back to. So we're starting to see that we're having an interest in those that really understand us from an engineering perspective saying, wow, you know what, you have that infrastructure in place, so we're working on a public-private partnership and getting the word out that you know, you can test that type of product here in Macomb County, Michigan.
Mark Hackle, how's that partnership going regarding water?
That's going to be a concern, and it's always been a concern with me moving forward because there was a lot of, you know, unanswered questions. You know, even this Highland Park issue that's being brought up right now. You know, well, where's this? You know, where's the money really going to go from the ratepayers' perspective? And I'm not able to answer the questions. And you know, number one, I was told not to. But the other part of it is, I really didn't have a lot of information. We're still looking for information. We don't have audited financials. Whether they're available or not, we're not getting the information. So, to make an educated decision to be part of a regional process, we want to do that, but I have to have the information that really is reliable. So there's a lot of unanswered questions, and to sign off on a document come June 12th, boy, I tell you what, I would be doing a disservice to the ratepayers here, not only in Macomb County, but to the ratepayers in Detroit, Wayne County, Oakland County, and beyond that buy water from Detroit. So a lot of unanswered questions.
June 14th deadline is not going to be met.
They're absolutely going to have to push that date back. There's no way reasonably we can sign off on this deal knowing what we know right now. And some people ask, you know, why did you sign off on the MOU? Well, I tend to think some didn't want me to sign off and be a part of these discussions moving forward, but we are. And since we're there, we're asking critical questions, and sometimes it's looked upon as you're not being regional, but that's just not true.
It's what you have to do.
Absolutely.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks very much. You'll keep us on top of this. And for all those who would like to make Macomb your home, they will welcome you there. In fact, I suspect that the Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle will be there right at your front door when you first arrive and welcome you with a little gift basket.
I'd like that.
With some of these.
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
I'd like to do
this. Little trivets, little coasters that say Make Macomb Your Home. We have thousands of them.
And I see you have your Coke can on there. It says Legend. It's got Legend on it.
Well, my wife found that for me.
Versus Sidekick.
I usually drink coffee, but the coffee's not agreeing with me right now.